Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
A high-risk sex offender disappears from Vancouver, BC halfway house just hours after being granted statutory release on Friday, now wanted on a Canada-wide warrant. There's a follow-up news story on Global News Today. High-risk sex offender arrested in Vancouver after disappearing from a halfway house. And here are just a couple of lines. A violent high-risk sex offender is now back in custody since disappearing from a halfway house just hours after being granted statutory release. 39-year-old Tony, I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, Okunays was arrested by Vancouver police in the city's Joyce Collingwood neighborhood. A community police volunteer spotted Okunays in the neighborhood on Sunday afternoon. He has a history of violent sexual offenses against strangers dating back to 2003. Scott Newark is a former Alberta Crown Attorney. He was also the Executive Director of the Canadian Police Association and a Senior Policy Advisor to a Federal Minister for Public Safety. Scott and I have talked about justice issues for more than 30 years. How does this one strike you?
Well, I think when we discussed it yesterday, it was, you know, the fact of somebody, and we don't know the exact details of his record, but who is a seemingly repeat sex offender, and that he is released, and you know, within a matter of hours is gone. It makes you kind of go, so how did that happen? How did they not appreciate that, you know, the nature of the risk that this guy posed? So good thing that Vancouver police were able to detect him as quickly as he did, and he's back in custody. But I think this is yet another example of how we increasingly need, and you and I have talked about this in the last year or so, how we increasingly need to have a process whereby we can have an independent review of the decision-making process, especially involving Correctional Service of Canada and the Parole Board of Canada.
He's not the only one, is he?
No, that's the point. I mean, there's been a real flurry of these kinds of cases in the last little while. And it reminded me, you know, of the way things were even when you and I first got going on exposing this kind of stuff. You know, there was it was a pretty bad situation. And over the years, I think we've made real progress. But I have to tell you, I have an eerie sense that we're creeping back into the circumstances. Look at the recent cases in Montreal where the guy who was that? He wasn't in parole, although he has a previous criminal history. He was in a psychiatric facility, and even though he was deemed to be a high risk, he was released. And he's now been determined to be responsible for the murder of three people. He gunned them down, and he himself was actually killed by the Montreal police. But, you know, you got to ask the question. So why would this guy, why would the process, in this case, it would be a review board, a provincial review board. Why would the process be such that they wouldn't take notice of somebody being deemed a high risk? And the good news is, and good on them, the Quebec government has already ordered an inquest be held into this.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of investigation that needs to happen. And that's only one case. There's been many others.
You know, Scott, this particular situation in Vancouver speaks to the need for, is that exactly what you said, an independent review of the process, because this could have turned out very, very differently, very quickly.
And I mean, to give you another example of one that did, it's in the news today. I think you and I discussed this case when it happened over a year ago. This is the two guys who were transferred. They were career criminals, one serving on a homicide. And they were transferred to a minimum security facility. And they, I guess the technical term is escaped. I mean, they just literally walked away because there was no real security for them.
Yeah.
And before they were recaptured, it turns out that they murdered or they have been charged with now first degree murder of a 60-year-old man. And his two daughters, it's just been announced today, his two daughters are now suing Correctional Service of Canada for negligence in allowing them to be placed.
Maybe that is the sort of situation that has to, when these things happen, and they never should, but when they do, because of negligence, they should be sued.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.